USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Russia's top negotiator, Vladimir Medinsky, is dismissing talk of a meeting between the presidents of Russia and Ukraine. Medinsky saying Russia and Ukraine remain far apart on peace talks, which will continue on Monday. At least 6 people are dead and 10 more injured after a shooting in Sacramento early Sunday morning. Sacramento Fire Chief Keith Wade says the scene was still active, like a war zone, when they arrived.
Where you're having to decide who is viable, who should we work on, who is unfortunately deceased on scene, and as everyone is well aware, unfortunately people did lose their lives.
The shooting happening in a popular entertainment district of the city, and social media video shows young people fighting with each other before gunfire erupts. California Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom wasting no time in blaming guns for the tragedy. USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
The Senate Judiciary Committee is expected to hold a vote on Monday regarding the nomination of Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to the U.S. Supreme Court, with the final vote by the full Senate yet to be scheduled. Speaking on ABC's This Week, Republican Senator Roy Blunt weighs in on Judge Jackson's judicial philosophy.
But the judicial philosophy seems to be not the philosophy of looking at what the law says and the Constitution says and applying that, but going through some method that allows you to try to look at the Constitution as a more flexible document and even the law. And there are cases that show that that's her view.
Former President Donald Trump says Russia never would have invaded Ukraine if he were still in office. Speaking at a rally in Michigan over the weekend, the former president blaming President Biden for what he described as a disaster in Ukraine. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
The International Criminal Court is opening an investigation into possible Russian war crimes in Ukraine. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg saying he strongly welcomes the investigation. This as Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine continues. A Native American tribe is getting some of its land back.
The Rappahannock Tribe, a native tribe in Virginia, has reacquired 465 acres of sacred land at Fones Cliff. The area, located inside the Rappahannock River Valley National Wildlife Refuge, will be publicly accessible and placed in trust with the Bureau of Indian Affairs. The tribe plans to educate the public about their history by constructing a replica 16th century village and expand their Return to the River program, which trains tribal youth in traditional river knowledge and practices. From the USA Radio News Northeast News Bureau, I'm Chris Russell.
President Biden is releasing 1 million barrels of oil every day from the United States' Strategic Petroleum Reserve as critics continue to come after him for his restrictions on American oil production. Montana Republican Senator Steve Daines says this move is a bad look for the president.
President Biden tapping into the oil reserves while at the same time refusing to unleash Made in America energy is like the captain of the Titanic offering discounts on dinner while the ship is sinking.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.